Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry down there on his phone. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, hanging in there. Kind of cool, so I got the fire going.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly. We're supposed to have another Arctic blast, I guess, coming down our way. So it's going to be a long, cold winter, dark winter, as Biden has said three times or four times. Anyway, before we really get rolling here, I wanted to reread part of this prophecy that I didn't really have time to really get into it on our last show with Steve Fletcher and December 14th date. So I wanted to get back into that a little bit if we could, and because there's a lot of little gems in here, and Larry, break in anywhere. Tornado Alley will be torn up by their weather machines, as will many other areas in the north. Now, this is very interesting wording, Larry. It says machines. Is this a reference to weather warfare? It seems like it could be, but God allows it to happen. And I'm wondering ties to... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're right. I think we've been seeing weather warfare really for the last few months. I mean, with all the hurricane systems all guided towards the Gulf of Mexico and strike... What's the odds all those hurricanes strike Louisiana? We're talking about the ports, and we're talking about the energy system of the southern U.S. So what's the odds? I mean, it's beyond just circumstance.
Yeah, and the Lord does make that reference in Babylon: those who rise up against me, and who destroy the earth. And I think Steve Quayle and others have written books about this weather warfare, and I think maybe that's what it's a reference to. Anyway, it is my judgment upon the inhabitants of the land. So in other words, the Lord's letting them do this because he's it's a judgment. Watch and pray, and I will deliver you. The hand of the oppressor is lifted against you. Once the quakes hit in the middle of the country that is run by devils. That's kind of an interesting phraseology because of the New Madrid fault line and the Mid-Continent Rift are right squarely in the middle of the United States. So I'm wondering if this won't be the first to go. Everybody's looking to the California. Everybody's looking to other places, but I do remember that David Wilkinson, when he said in his vision, Larry, I think you may remember that a quake would strike the USA that was so big that it was TV coverage for weeks all over the world. It was so devastating. And Red Oak saw a huge earthquake, remember, under Lake Michigan, as did Chuck Youngbrandt, which created a devastating inland tsunami that wiped out everything south of Lake Michigan. So, I don't know, what do you think about that? It seems odd that it's an earthquake hits in the middle of the country.
Well, oddly enough, it also seems odd that you and I have observed for months the Mothman sightings in Chicago and O'Hare Airport and all in that region, that very same region, you know. This is just continuing. I know a lot of people they don't even believe, you know, anything about Mothman at all. But what I'm saying is you can connect some dots and come up with that. But you're exactly right. Chuck Youngbrand and Red Elk and a number of them, I know two or three of them, more that even had prophesied that and talked about that region and the destruction that was coming for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Mothman, that's still going on in Chicago and around the O'Hare Airport. Mothman, that was also Mount Pleasant, but there's been other sightings of Mothman just before. Obviously, it's demonic. Shape-shifting entity, but other places have seen Mothman, and then something very bad hits, and Mothman's been very prevalent for the last, I'd say, 2 years maybe, in the Chicago region, which would be an indication that when this thing does break loose, it's going to be totally devastating to the middle of the country. Anyway, he says, total destruction is coming to America. Her false prophets will be silenced in their pulpits, and all their sages will be cut off. Well, what are they preaching now? Peace, peace, basically. When there is no peace, prosperity and peace will make America great again. She's going to rise up and become the envy of the whole world. You got prophecies going that way. Trump is going to serve for another 4 years. And then we have prophecies, no, Trump is only going to serve for maybe a month or a year, and then he's going to be cut off, and Obama's going to come into office. So I'm not exactly sure. And all of these appear to be the Lord himself telling these people that. Well, obviously that's not true. So I guess we just have to wait and see what happens. However, the problems against America Babylon will keep happening because we are a nation under judgment, and we are a nation that does not even know what repentance is. Even the people of the Lord, the Christians, by and large, have no concept of repentance. Repentance is classified theologically as some sort of a work, some sort of a legalism. So I can't imagine they're going to repent until it's too late. Anyway, the cataclysm is brought by the people for the people, and Obama will stay on his throne until the desolation is complete. Magicians and sorcerers have confided and cajoled all who can decide on the fate of this nation, and demons and satyrs will dance on the land of the once free. I had a friend of mine who was a aide to one of the senators in Washington. He was kind of a sensitive. He said he could actually see the demonic forces over Washington, D.C. It's totally demonic, totally oppressed. Has Obama ever left office? And is he running everything behind the scenes, which would mean that Trump is a puppet, which is what this prophecy says later on. But Obama is mentioned throughout this in the areas of he's still in power. Till all who will listen of this coming destruction urge them to repent. well, that's a dirty word for Christians today. You can't have an obscene word like repent in the church. I mean, you just can't have that. Anyway, glory is mine, says the Lord. I will share it with no other. The timekeeper will freeze the hands of time until the mystery of iniquity is revealed. The false prophet has seen to it. He got, as a pope of Rome, I'm not sure if that's what the Lord meant, that as many as worship the beast, you know, the ones who worship the beast are in a lot of trouble, let's put it that way. And he says here, the power structures are clamoring to release their final plans into motion, which much planned destruction. Yes, they will even use their Russian counterparts to blame on the fire and smoke that comes out of the sea. What do you make of that, Larry? Is that a missile strike off the coast of America?
Well, I wouldn't have a clue what it is, but I do know that Augusto had a experience where he was shown something off the east coast that stirred up the ocean that possibly was an underwater nuke.
Yes, or maybe even a huge volcano explosion would do it, I guess. Anyway, it says here, Kislev 17 will be the day to be remembered. Now, remember, folks, this was done in 2017, but there's no date given as to when this takes place. So we're guessing it could be 2020, it could be 2021, 2022. Anyway, whatever, Kislev 17 will be the day to be remembered with the waters as high as the walls of Jerusalem, as Jonathan has uttered. That's probably a reference to Jonathan Kleck, I would imagine. Water will cover all the lanes of the city by the sea. That great city will be no more. Well, this year, Kislev 17 is December 3rd, 2020. So that is kind of a tsunami warning, I would take. How do you read that, Larry? Sounds like it.
Well, it does sound like it, and you know, very possibly that you're talking about New York City, a great city by the sea.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I would read it. And I think Jonathan Kleck even shows that. It's amazing how he takes a dollar. It wasn't a $1 bill, I don't think. I don't remember which, whether it's $5, $10, $20, or whatever. But he shows how all of that is embedded in the drawings on that particular denominational bill. And it really is amazing. His name is Jonathan Kleck, and he has a YouTube channel, or did. I don't know if he's still around or not. Anyway, 3 days of darkness. This is interesting in view of what the sun's doing right now, or in view of North Korea and possibly igniting an EMP explosion over the United States, but knocking out the power. Watch for the sign of Jonah, who is hidden for 3 days. It will be for those dwelling on the earth who will see darkness on the land, but will remain hidden in me. So this is kind of an interesting one. 3 days in the belly, although it will seem bad, I will be there along with you, and you will emerge into my glorious light. That sounds like a rapture. The power grid will be attacked from within and be blamed without. The enemies are within the gate, and all are vulnerable to this sneak attack. In other words, the lights are going to go out without any warning. That's the way I would read that. What do you think, Larry? I mean, we have had a lot of other warnings about darkness.
Well, not only darkness where you can't see, but darkness where you have no communications. So, and oddly enough, FEMA and emergency management groups, and I've said this for a year, have been talking and working in the background with the predictions of one of those that were coming, a communications blackout, possibly worldwide.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, New York will be hit in the middle of the night. A worldwide web will be shut down as they will not allow the world to communicate help to each other. So they're going to shut down worldwide. And that would be total calm. Get thou silent is the reference. Against America Babylon. Okay, here's another one. Store provisions for this time. Hopefully, Larry and I have been telling people to store for a long time now, and hopefully they have. When Saturn, the planet, turns the corner, into the elliptical orbit of the number 9 system. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but when we had Steve Fletcher on, he was talking about Saturn and Jupiter coming into conjunction, which occurs, the closest they will be to each other is winter solstice, which is December 21st. So this is going to get very, very interesting if it is this year. Grip your chairs, hang on tight, don't let go of my hand. And the people or the lady who got this or the man who got this said, I heard the word Saturday. So this could be when these events happen. What Saturday says is not known. Anyway, there will be no real president, as you have guessed. That's kind of interesting, don't you think, Larry, in view of what is going on now with the election and the lawsuits?
Well,
this could carry on for quite a while.
Well, something that struck me as you were talking about Saturday, and I didn't remember reading that when I had seen that earlier, but Saturday is Saturn Day, possibly.
Yes.
And it is Jupiter and Saturn having that conjunction December 21st. So that is interesting.
Yeah, when you tie it together, this will happen and there will be no real president. So this would kind of point to 2020 that this is going to take place. They seek to hide their real plans until the time they will enter into their arcs, which probably are the underground cities or going to Mars, Alternative 3, et cetera, et cetera. I will destroy them where they stand. The rocks designed to keep danger out will only serve to keep the real danger in. And I have read prophecies about that before for all you guys out there in deep state. You know, you think you're going to go underground. This is another prophecy that says you're simply going to be crushed. All people like Pelosi and all those think they're going to go underground and survive all this. Well, they're not going to survive it. They're going to be crushed to death. Donald Trump will win. This is another indication of 2020. Donald Trump will win, but will not be allowed to remain to rule that nation. For my judgment comes, I say to all who are blinded by this farce of fairness that I have allowed the man of sin, which is Obama, to remain to bring about the judgment upon America. The people are in deep sleep, but will be jolted awake. The riots will begin by the 12th, when the doors open for chaos to remain. Now, we're not sure whether that means the 12th of December or the 12th of the month that they listed, I can't remember, Kislev, which actually would be November 28th it could start, which is, by the way, tomorrow. Anyway, the nightmare has only begun for America and the world. The dominoes will appear to fall when I lift my hand. What a time they will have trying to decipher all the traps set for them, to dart around all the snares already to be tripped. Satan is laughing at his handiwork as the whole world lies in his hands. And Jesus Christ confirmed that. That's true. The Antichrist is strengthening his tie. Remember how Obama always wore or is apt to wear a bow tie? He always wears a tie, as far as I think I've hardly ever seen him without one, a regular one or a bow tie. Anyway, Antichrist straightening his tie, waiting backstage to make his grand entrance. It is Obama, the man of peace. Remember the Oslo Accords. Most have fallen for his ways, but my children, the ones who hear my voice, have not. Here's the kicker. Mushroom clouds will be seen on many shorelines in America once Israel has been attacked and there is no turning back. That sounds like Isaiah 17, doesn't it, Larry?
Well, it's possible. I don't know. It sounds more like judgment on Israel and the U.S. But that also reminds me a little bit of the Israeli mistake and what sets off maybe by an attack on Iran.
Yeah. Yeah, the bots talked about an Israeli mistake quite a while. And but he quit doing those, so it's hard to tell whether that would be back again or not. Their war machines are all in place all over the earth. While people slept, they were shipped on every continent. Many were brought in by the shores of Florida when the population was told to scatter from the hurricanes, obviously. If you could only see the traps, they have been set for you. They will come for your weapons, as only they will be allowed to have them. That's the United Nations gun control. State Department document 7277, Freedom from War, where all the weapons are taken away from the peoples of the world and they're put in the hands of the United Nations and peacekeepers. Open your hearts to hear the truth now, or you will wail later. They have their camp set up for all those who do not follow the plan and give consent for their total takeover. That comes right out of the Illuminati protocols. Over 800 FEMA camps are in the United States, last count I got. Also holding centers like Walmart, stadiums, schools for local roundups. Then they are taken to the FEMA camps for liquidation. They will come for the children as families will be separated. You may remember that schools sent home to the parents that the children might have to be overnight in special situations. So they were to have a knapsack and whatever they would need to stay at school. My guess is the kids would all be taken to FEMA camps based on a previous thing. And I think that was in Denver, wasn't it, Larry, where the parents went to find their kids and the kids weren't there anymore? They'd been taken to a FEMA place.
Yeah, I think that's been a couple of places they've tried that. What's sad, Stuart, is I dare say that very, very few parents have really talked or planned with their children for any type of scenario that might come along. It's almost amazing, like Celeste Solom said, there's only 3% that's going to, actually refuse the vaccines. So in the same manner, there's only going to be just a smidgen of children that are going to have the smarts to outmaneuver the system.
Yeah. So many will be killed and families will be marched off to their homes. He says, as the snow flies, the missiles will rain down. So it's a wintertime attack. And I do remember David Wilkinson in his prophecy said the rapture would occur when the missiles attack America. So anyway, remember Hillary also said that Americans needed to go to re-education camps, which obviously are Camp FEMA, to learn about communism, much like China is doing today with all their dissidents. And this will be done via the military, UN blue helmets, using foreign troops. No, Donald Trump will not rule the land, for chaos will ensue before any changing of the guard takes place. Well, that puts it, doesn't it, Larry, before January 20th. This would all have to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's the time frame we're expecting trouble anyway.
Yep, same timeline. The people will mourn when they see they have been fooled again by the wicked ones who seek their destruction. So much will happen in these 7 years that many new believers will sprout up around the earth. Anyway, then the final word is, right of those who will take my children out of their homes in the middle of the night to the planned horror camps. They have numbed the minds of the people through their endless witchcraft and manifest poisons. That's a magic spell. And Larry and I have talked about that before, because it does say that about America Babylon in Revelation 18. They cast witchcraft spell. They drip from the sky. That's got to be chemtrails. And cover the minds of those not sanctified by my grace. Yes, what I have given you, post it and tell them Trump is a president in name only. He is going to lead the country into a pit from which there is no escape. And I'm wondering if that's not that war that looks like it's brewing in the Middle East. Larry and I will get into that, because he's done some research on that. Let your hearts not be troubled, for I will shelter you from this storm and hide you in my secret place. So there you go. I don't know. I can't tell you it's real, but it makes you wonder with the timing of everything that's going on. Anyway, I wanted to get into that a little deeper, because everything we're going to be talking about now is part of that prophecy, really. You want to give us an update on this scientist and that was killed? An Iranian nuclear scientist, evidently their lead scientist, who was brutally gunned down. And I guess there's some replies from Iran. You want to give us a briefing, Larry? What's going on?
Well, I have to say this a certain way, so, and really not going to. I was trying to find my notes on that, which I'm not able to find at the moment. I'll just have to run it off my head. But anyway, nope. Apparently the top Iranian nuclear director scientist that's over the nuclear works in Iran has been assassinated in a town just north of Tehran. And, mm-hmm. of course, it seems that Iran is calling this a greater assassination than even Soleimani. And, of course, everybody remembers Trump giving the order to kill Soleimani. Nobody seems to know who killed this head scientist. However, Iran basically are blaming the U.S. and Israel, except they're putting more blame on Israel. Mm-hmm. And at the present time, a lot of the data indicates that this is a really, really, really big deal. Now, you know, approaching all of this, you know, this assassination was a number of attacks in Syria and I think some in a portion of Iraq, where the pro-Iranian forces were struck, you know, and Israel did those as far as I know. You know, they struck, and even in Damascus, and have been also striking in Lebanon to some degree. But it appears, and I just have to say it appears, because, you know, with the new system we've got in America, which is basically a joke, an absolute, it's like a circus. It's like it's just full of clowns. There's, you know, if anybody can get an image in their mind of what that looks like, you can see that's our mainstream media.
Yes.
We have to work like crazy to try to dig and find dots to connect and intelligence out of other portions of the world, even to know anything is going on. But it does appear, and a report did come out, I posted it today on the blog, that Iran has been, you know, targeted possibly. You know, Newsmax put out a really good article on it, Israel even had been contacted and indicating that Trump was about to attack Iran and told to prepare for war. And, of course, the B-52s went over there, and all this has been going on, you know, in a week or two building up to this time frame. However, the assassination, which happened, you know, or was posted today basically with certain news agencies, and a lot of them had some pretty clear evidence that possibly Israel was behind this. Now, the assumption is, and this is what's interesting. The assumption is that and you know, Danoon and others have always claimed, and you and I've claimed, Stuart, that Iran already has nuclear weapons. It's just
yep.
not the ones they made themselves. You know, Iranian nuclear weapons can be North Korean, Russian, Chinese. I mean, you know, they have the ability to gather up some weapons, so they've always basically had nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, if some of the intel that's out there is true, intelligence had came in that revealed that they were about to, under this director that was just assassinated, to explode a nuclear weapon underground. Now, that would pretty well put a clincher, Stuart.
Sure.
If they, you know, tested a nuclear weapon underground, it would prove to the world they've got them, and what are you going to do now? I mean, that's a crisis point. That would be a worldwide crisis point. So
yes.
suddenly, this the leader that's involved in this was killed. Now, does this delay the plans that they had to detonate one? It certainly didn't take out the weapon if they got it ready, or any of the other weapons, but it may delay the plans. So what are we watching now? We're watching now, and some of the intel coming in indicate that since this apparently was a greater assassination to Iran than even Soleimani, and Iran is now, after meetings in their national security group, come out and said that they will repay. They will bring revenge, and it'll come quickly. So the question is now, Stuart, is this opening up Daniel 8? Did Israel or the U.S. just provoke Iran to go to war? And is Iran coming out against Israel, especially Israel, but may be able to hit also, you know, locations of U.S. troops? So, you know, and here we are. We've got China in the background, Stuart, and
yep.
China's loaded for bear. They want to go to war now. Basically, they're ready to go to war against the United States. And so this world is just a powder keg. What do you think?
Yeah, and you also have North Korea, which is buddy-buddy with Iran. And, of course, China would love to have North Korea launch nuclear missiles at America because they could wash their hands of it and say, we didn't have anything to do with it. We told him not to do that, but he did it anyway. You can hear him distancing themselves. This article that Hal did put out is kind of interesting because it says the defense minister said on Twitter that the nuclear physicist's death shows how very deep Iran's enemies hate its citizens, and they also are saying that, well, Israel did it, basically, is what they're saying. They're not really opening it up to questions. I think they're pretty well figured out that this is an Israeli problem. And, yeah, I see shades of Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, coming into view again. And the timing is so interesting. And if I remember, didn't Trump make a tweet about 2020 wasn't over yet and it was a long time to go? Almost like, well, maybe 2020 is going to extend well into 2021 as far as he's concerned. It's kind of weird how all this is working. So I don't
yeah,
know.
And what's interesting is he did actually put it out. Matter of fact, I got it in front of me. And this is what's interesting too, Stuart, is the fact that President Trump, and I'm reading from Yahoo News and in Epoch Times here,
mm-hmm.
President Trump issues full pardon for Michael Flynn. And at the same time that this occurred, basically, Flynn posted a message on his Twitter page, and I actually went to his Twitter page and verified that message, and he wrote a scripture. And here's what the scripture says, or his tweet, and this is from General Flynn. Says, they will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Now, that's the tweet that General Flynn wrote. And by the way, that quote came out the same time after this came out of Flynn. And Trump gave a message, just a short message. Trump and this is a, I'm quoting now, by the way, they're from the Epic Times, 2020 is a long way from over. Now, what does that mean? I can't tell you what that means. However, we've got a lot of stuff going in the background here with Sidney Powell, and my understanding now is that Michael Flynn is free and working with Sidney Powell. And, you know, there's one thing about Michael Flynn that scared the deep state to death all along, and that was he knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows the closets that are full of skeletons. He knows how all this goes together and who does what and where and when. And they tried to take Flynn out really almost before they even tried to take Trump out because he knew too much. Now, Stuart, this is my question. Suddenly, is Michael Flynn loosed by Trump and working in the background? Because I'm seeing a lot of data. There have been changes suddenly the last few weeks at the Department of Defense. The Secretary of Defense, actually the new one that took over, replaced Esper, has placed all U.S. Special operations teams under himself. And, of course, he's a Trump supporter, by the way. And there are indications that the Pentagon has been had a changeover of some kind that we're not aware of, and also the Department of Defense is highly involved with Sidney Powell, who, by the way, is a a retired federal attorney, and also I believe she was in, I want to say Navy, but I could be wrong. She is ex-military, by the way, and so you've got Flynn really possibly again working with Trump, and I think, Stuart, and of course this is just my, I don't ask anybody to believe me, okay, but I think we've got two timelines operating right at the same time. They're parallel. You've got the Hillary timeline. Remember, Hillary was supposed to win. That timeline would have taken us on in to what actually they're trying to threaten us with now. We'd have had it 4 years ago. But the timeline was suddenly stopped by Trump's foot in the door. It was stopped solid for almost four solid years, and they couldn't move and couldn't bring forward their New World Order changeovers. And that's why for 4 years they've tried to destroy Trump or kill him or do anything to get him out of the way. Now, so what we're seeing, and this is why it's confusing, Stuart, we've got the old timeline under, you know, that would have linked up it through Hillary and went on in, Hillary, Obama, et cetera, et cetera, Obama, Biden, et cetera. That has been trying to come back into effect for 4 years now against a timeline, a new timeline that came out of nowhere with Donald Trump. And they're still, they're both operating at the very same time. And I know people are confused because you get one side, you get the other side. You don't know which one's true, which one's not true. There's a lot of confusion. But I still say, Stuart, you know, I may be a little weird and a little off beam most of the time, but I still say that when I was in prayer not long back, the Lord told me he's coming to fight. He's coming. He's coming to fight in this battle. And so, is this the battle that George Washington saw? Was this what the angel showed George Washington years and years ago? I don't know, but I know one thing. You know, the Lord that says that when he comes to fight, he has avenues we can't even imagine. So what type of warfare is this? I don't know. But let me say this, you know, and I can't validate prophecies particularly, you know, unless it's right out of the scripture. But Dana Coverstone said that he saw something happen with Biden, and he was in a casket in December. And then also I did talk to Augusto Perez again. He had an experience the other day where he said John Roberts wasn't there anymore. But today I talked to him more about it on a show that he just did, and he said John Roberts was dead. And so what reflected back on me, Stuart, you remember in the Old Testament when a lot of times the Lord would come and fight, he would send angels that would literally kill people. And I know people can't hardly handle that. That's too hard for them. You know, that's just too violent. You know, that's just too much. But, you know, he had a way of taking people out when he wanted to. And as a matter of fact, I remember some battles where rocks fell out of the sky amongst the battlefield where they were fighting, and the only ones that killed was the enemies. Now, that's a pretty good rock, Stuart.
Yeah, that's a smart rock, as you have said. When you were talking about time, two timelines, maybe this is what this prophecy means. The timekeeper will freeze the hands of time until the mystery of iniquity is revealed. There's your 4 years. Or 8 years, whatever it turns out to be. That interesting?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Mandela effect. Anyway, UN hires 100,000 info volunteers to correct wrong think. Now, this is from Hal Turner, so I can't vet it. The United Nations has joined the World Economic Forum to announce a global coronavirus news service, declaring the time has come for new social norms to seek out and correct wrong information. There's your Ministry of Truth emerging right on time. And, of course, the United Nations is the biggest liar that ever came down the pike. I guess every time Obama's lips are moving, you could say the same thing. Anyway, here's another tweet that this is an interesting tweet, Larry. Want your comment. Biden can only enter the White House. This is from Donald J. Trump. I'm quoting. Biden can only enter the White House as president if he can prove that his ridiculous 80 million votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. When you see what happened in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee, massive voter fraud, he's got a big unsolvable problem. What does that mean?
Well, I think, Stuart, what that means is basically Trump's not going to just give it to him. He's going to have to take it. And that's part of their plan, too. But, Stuart, this only points in one direction. And that would be, remember Johansson, Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer. Remember, he said that Jesus, before World War I, told him about this new American Civil War, the second Civil War in America that was coming. And remember, some states wouldn't stay anymore. They separated.
Yes. Yep. You said there was a new ARC code up, TOR code from Barry dealing with Mars. Do you have anything on that at all?
Yeah, that is really interesting because if you remember back, well, maybe almost years ago by now, I mentioned it every few months. I sometimes pop off and mention it again, but there was a Italian journalist, if you'll remember. And he had a website, and he actually was given videos and evidence from whistleblowers inside NASA and JPL and actually inside the DOD and, if you will, the Russians. He interviewed some of the Russians that were involved, that the Apollo missions, if you will, were never completely shut down like we thought. There was more than the ones we're aware of, the public ones, that they had. They had secret black project military missions. They were joint U.S. and Russian. And remember the one where, they claimed that they went to the moon and found Mona Lisa and that huge craft, et cetera, et cetera. And there's even images of that craft sitting on the moon, by the way, for people that don't believe it. But anyway, this Italian journalist, he had a website, and he's the one, actually, Stuart, where I found that Project Red Sun. You remember, you had Red Star, and they like to shot you down over that, and I think the name was too close to something you're not supposed to know about at all. But anyway, here's what's interesting. Barry Rothman put this it's not a TOR code. It's research that he's doing, a research project. It's dated November the 25th, 2020. Now, here's the title. This is really interesting, Stuart. Department of Defense starts disclosure of Mars and UFOs. And he actually makes the comment, Barry Rothman does. He says, hey, we have people there now. We've got people there on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we act like we've never been there, don't we? But which actually makes me remember those images I sent you from Tom Horn that he got from JPL that showed literal images of a triangle craft that was drilling and setting on Mars and also, some Mars bases?
Yes.
But what's interesting is the fact that, and I did post this at the end of my blog today, November 27th, if people want to go read, and there's a link there to go to Barry's site to review some of this. But what's the structure of this is interesting because the note from Barry says, alleged video from a secret joint U.S.-Soviet landing on Mars, 1962. Says
yes.
Video was sent to Barry Rothman from the Department of Defense of the United States and a source. And also, Barry, if you go read his article, he talks about how that apparently the Department of Defense now is beginning to bring disclosure. And that links me back in, Stuart, with like Tucker Carlson and all of those latest U.S. naval images that have been snuck out and supposedly leaked. They're saying leaked, but what's happening, we're seeing alien craft, basically, or unearthly craft. So it sounds like to me, Stuart, that as all of this other rigmarole is going on, or this confusion or craziness on planet Earth, and I know the New World Order people want to hurry because they want to form their human government to rule the Earth, but I think the arrival is going to catch them off guard.
Well, before I forget, folks, everybody listening, I do have a special report up. It's a PDF. The link is on Lightgate Blogger. It's also on the, I believe it's on the Night Shadows Dark Matter site, and that's in Blog Talk Radio. And also, it's up on the membership site. And it's called the Tithonia Mars Mystery. It's a PDF special report. It's free. And I'd urge everybody to go look at it because this is the report we did on Project Red Star a long time ago. And Larry knows all about it. And we got a video out and doing a special at $17.95. And that includes shipping and handling. For the Project Red Star, if you want the hard DVD, it's also up on Angel Fall 923 as well, the DVD is, and it's real. And I defy anyone who wants to go look at this stuff in this PDF. It's about 120 pages long. All kinds of structures on Mars at Tithonia. They're all looking at Cydonia. They should really be looking at Tithonia. You cannot refute artificial structures there. They're in plain sight and very much in plain sight. Let me just show you, or I'll read to you some of the really weird structures that are found there. And it's all in a special report with pictures and diagrams and computer renditions as well. Spent a lot of time on it. There is what I call the mining facility, very plainly seen. There is a gigantic statue, much like the Taliban blew up, you may remember. I think that was what was that a statue of, Larry, that they blew up? Buddha? Was that the Buddha statue?
I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but I do remember it. Wasn't it up around Palmyra, Syria, where they blowed that up?
Yes. A huge statue. It's about 100 and some odd feet tall. There's another one, very plainly visible, on the Tithonia site. Wall ruins, circular buildings, dome structures that look like worship structures, a Tesla structure, power plant, and step pyramids, all there. And it's free. Just go click on the link. And I think you can probably download it from there if you want to really study it out. And did a lot of work on it many years ago, actually, back in 2003. And nobody was interested in it. Well, they should be, because Mars is going to play a central role, I believe, in the arrival. And the arrival has a lot to do with Antichrist, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting, too, that Barry Rothman did a Torah code that indicated that Obama's 8 years, Obama was literally trying to delay the Mars connection and the revelation of any of that. So I think you're right. I think all of this is going to link into Mars.
Yes. Yeah, it goes back to the red planet, the planet of war. But the structures actually on Tithonia are absolutely amazing, very clearly cited out. And this dovetails back into Alternative 3 with the original landing on Mars. They took a video of it, and I saw that video. They landed, and they saw something moving under the surface of the ground. And one of the astronauts who was on that ship was really shouting, "We found life, life on Mars," et cetera, et cetera. That was part of the Alternative 3 evidence. And there's no question that some of these artifacts are alien, fallen angel is what I believe, not aliens. That's the deception. But fallen angels built a lot of these structures, and we found them, and we're up there investigating them. And there are several faces up there, too. There's a face of Nefertiti, clear as a bell. There's no way that it's natural, both looking at you from the front and a side view of her, Nefertiti, the beautiful one. So there's a lot there, and then I close this special report out with disclosure, a most strategic deception. And the subtitle is The Vatican, EBEs, UFOs, Portals, and a Strong Delusion. So I urge everybody to go there. It's free of charge. You just download it, and you get yourself quite a hefty report, a lot of proof text, and I don't know why people don't believe that this is real, but they can't. If you can't get your mind out of your, narrow tunnel vision, you're missing so much of what's really going on. I know most people say, you're just a tinfoil hat, the conspiracy theory. Well, guess who coined the term conspiracy theory? It was the CIA, because they knew that these people were telling the truth. And now some scientists have gone back through what the tinfoil hat conspiracy theory people had said was true and later was proved to be true, was nearly, I think it was about 100% of what they said came true. The CIA coined conspiracy theory because they are the most evil organization, I believe, on the planet, which is exactly why Jesus Christ destroys the United States. He says it is so corrupt, you can't fix it. And so therefore, all you got to do is read your Bibles, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Revelation 18, and there you will find all about the surprise nuclear attack that utterly destroys the United States, and I don't think that's very far off. We are so corrupted, it's beyond anything you could imagine. And I don't know if people are going to believe this lady, I can't think of her name right offhand, the lady lawyer. What was her name? Larry?
Sidney Powell.
Sidney Powell, yes, and there's another one. Ian Wood, I believe his name is. They've presented proof that this election fraud is so big and so vast that people are simply not going to believe it happened, even though they'll have proof right under their face. It's sort of like America being Babylon. All the proof text, all of the descriptions, 140, and then there's a lot of repeats, probably up to 200 descriptions that fit only the United States, and yet people will still not believe it. I guess that's called cognitive dissonance. They can't accept it. They will not accept it, which is why I believe in the end the vast majority of people go into eternal ruin, because they just will not open up their minds, open up their hearts to believe any of this stuff. Folks, the Bible is the most paranormal book ever written, and it wasn't written by man. It was written by God over well over 1,000 years. People did not know each other who wrote it, and the mathematical continuity is 100%. There's no way. The odds are trillions to one that mankind had anything to do with writing the Bible other than being the penman for it, as God gave them the word. And anyway... It's just too bad. This is what Josephus has to say about whereby they made God to be their enemy. For many angels, this is mankind, made God to be their enemy. For many angels of God accompanied with women and begat sons that proved unjust and the despisers of all that was good on account of the confidence they had in their own strength. For the tradition is that these men did what resembled the acts of whom the Grecians called the giants. And then there's a notation, this notion that the fallen angels were, in some sense, the fathers of the old giants was actually a constant opinion in ancient writings. So there you go. I mean, I don't know why people can't believe this, Larry. What do you think? Why can't they believe this stuff?
Well, I don't think, especially in America, I don't think they want to believe it. They don't even want to hear it. Stuart, the information you and I pump out all the time, you know, it ought to be going to millions, but what's it going to? Just a little small remnant. It's just, we've just got certain people that listen to us, and they're just a small group, and
yep.
That's pretty well it. But I was going to mention something, get your opinion before we run out of time.
Yep.
Sartre Fall came out with a new article today, and you know, once in a while they really do hit nail on the head and things, but
mm-hmm.
She's indicating that what we're watching in America right now, Sartre Fall is indicating that it is basically Trump's Department of Defense in a warfare with the New World Order CIA and their groups. So what do you think? That sounds legitimate.
Yeah. Yep, CIA is deep, global deep state. They've infiltrated everywhere. Let me close with this one. This is from that ne'er-do-well, erstwhile noise about the arrival. People's going to see new beings. Beings going to come more and more. And they come from there. She points to the sky. Beings going to show more and more. They no going to hide, play games. It be time they show they really be here all the time. And then she says, it'd be good when peoples believe because they're going to see with own eyes. They're going to have to believe. It'd not be good when people's going to question state about stuff state already knew about long time. And she goes on, people going to question church. How about what church say about spirits? How about what church say about first man and first woman? That no stand up now. This is the strong delusion, the arrival. Get ready for it. We're very, very close. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget to go to the link. It's a very valuable document we've put up there, and it's free of charge. Help yourself. anyway, take care, everyone. And thanks again, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it so much that you've made yourself available for us. And we'll, if anything pops, Larry and I will definitely be on the air with it. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. And I guess it's time for duck and cover. Anyway, good night.